Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for once again inviting me back to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning, the day the Lord has made. So the Bible said we can and we will rejoice and be glad during. We're so glad today you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, wherever you are, that we might tell you, yes, there is something truly that you can believe in. Well, let's get a broadcast started today by doing this song. And this one said, Mama, see the man.
The one who touched a blind man's eyes that day upon the street. And I watched him as he healed crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I can see them as they sat upon his knee. How can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes he'll be dying. So confusing me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. I was watching from the shore, and I heard him tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more. Just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes, he'll be dying.
Friends today, so that's what the broadcast is all about, is reaching your homes and into your convalescent places, wherever you are, to bring a ray of sunshine. And Betty Brown was always a ray of sunshine into our life, but it's heaven's gain, but our loss. So we're, and also remembering all the sick and the shut-in, and remembering you. Maybe you're a first-time listener. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. We're on here each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. with the message of Something to Believe In. So we trust that we are bringing a ray of sunshine in your heart and in your life. Well, let's go right back now. Let Martha do this song right here. And this one says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
Stay. innocently, just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was all his mine. The look of love was on his face. His head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Though his eyes was on the crowd that day, he looked ahead in time.
It is, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Aren't you glad today that you're loved by God? God loves you. I think there's no greater story that we can tell than to tell someone God loves them. That's the problem we have in this world today. So many people feel unloved. They feel like that nobody loves them, nobody cares about them. But always remember, my dad's favorite song was, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." That's why we come on here each Sunday morning into your homes. As a matter of fact, when I sit here at the mic and doing a broadcast, it just seems to me that in my spiritual mind that I'm right there in the living room with you trying to say, yes, God loves you, and if God be for you, there's no power in this world that will ever stand against you. Well, you're having storms in your life. Who doesn't? Martha and I, we need your prayers. We have storms in our lives. But the songwriter said, just ride out your storm. If you're listening today, just ride out your storm.
You've been in the storm, and it seems like forever. And your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm. forsake you. Though the waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. To Jesus, ride out your storm, ride out your storm. God's right there with you, though you may not feel it. You're never alone.
Next Sunday will be Memorial Day Sunday, and I was sitting here thinking, if you'd like to drop me a card this week and like for me to do a song in memory of your loved one, which we will be doing songs next week in memory of loved ones, but you have that someone special you'd like to drop me a card and like for me to mention their name, I certainly will, because we have a lot of people that's gone to the other side, and we want to recognize those. They may be out of sight, but they're not out of mind. So if you have a mother, a dad, or a sister, a daughter, whatever it is, just drop me a card, and I'd love to do a song in their memory. Well, let's go one more song here before we bring the message today. And this one says, tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. There'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven. No more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His Word. In His presence we will ever abide. Sorrows pass, home at last. Life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said he'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven.
Yes, tears will stop just this side of heaven. Well, we want to go back today and do a little bit more of this message that we did the other day, and on trouble.
Kingdom of heaven, and all the other things will be added unto you. You see, it's not just how you and I live in the church, it's how we live in the world. Do you love the world? Do you love the foulest sinner upon the sidewalk? Do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? And when we don't love, then we have a problem in our life, because Jesus said, "For by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, because you have love one for another." I told them at the church the other day, on our sign outside of our church, I said, "This year I'd like you to put up this sign, the greatest gift of all, give love." And you know, that is the greatest gift of all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Christians do have problems in their life, and James faced that problem even in that day, and he said, "If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute," or if there be things in your life that are lacking. Okay, let's go on down now to verse 16 and follow James and see what else he has to say to the Christian who is having problems. "And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit?" You see, there's a lack of interest. There's a lack of falling away. The day in the last days, Paul said, would be peerless times. Men would be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy. And true enough, we're living in that very day. I spoke on that last Sunday on the first day of Advent in my church. Well, we in America claim to love God, but how can we claim we love God when we're falling far away from God? Oh, I know our churches are flourishing, but our nation is trying everywhere in the world to expel God from the universe. It has even been stated that God is our biggest problem. When men are mindful to God, and men are trying to rule in a godly fashion, that really creates a havoc with the devil, because he would rather you take the Ten Commandments from the wall. Take "In God Do We Trust" from your money. And let's move God out of the picture. We get God out of the picture, we don't have any problems. But I got news for you, my friend. If God was not in the picture, we'd have much more problems than we have today. And there is a great falling away. Men are falling away. Men are becoming lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers. I touched upon this, unthankful and unholy. We need to get the word back out. And it's not a fearful word to be used among any denomination. You don't have to be a Pentecostal holiness to believe in holiness. All Christians should live the holiness life. The Bible said, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." It even went as far as to say, "Be holy, even as I am holy." And Paul went on to say that we could be perfect, perfect in love, perfect in understanding, perfect in our relationship, perfect in our fellowship, perfect in our love. Yes, we can be perfect in those fashions, but there is a problem of indifference on the part of many Christians. And many Christians are indifferent because you're not of my denomination, you're not of my color, you're not of my creed, you're a woman, you're a man. There is so many buts, but this, but that. We're more like goats than we are sheep. We're butting everything that gets in our way. If you'll pardon the expression, we need to put our butts up on the altar and leave them to God, because there is a great falling away in this day and time. And it's only fulfilling the Bible. The Bible said in the last days they would not heed, endure sound doctrine. And today, people don't want to hear the gospel. They just want something that will tickle their ears and satisfy their conscience. In other words, go to church and the preacher gets up and he's no more than a volume in the pulpit. He just makes the people feel good about themselves. They give their money like they're trying to pay God off, and then they leave. Hey, I'm not against these things, don't get me wrong. But honey, this great falling away is very dangerous and very deadly. We need the powers of Pentecost to burn the flames of fire over our pulpit, over our congregations, when once again hearts are melted and souls are wrenched toward Calvary. And then and there we will see great revival in America. Don't expel God from the universe. Don't take the Ten Commandments down. Don't take God in God do we trust from our money and our currencies. Let's don't take one nation under God, because that's what the enemy wants to do, and that shows that we have a problem because of the great indifference. A challenge today, and I'm thinking that this could be your challenge. My challenge is, I know there's changes that are coming, but my challenge is not to compromise, but to be able to find a godly change where I can have a godly change to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel, and lead men and women to Christ without compromising with the world. And I believe that we can do that. Not only that, but there is a problem of an inactive faith committed by our Christians. Notice the Bible said that which I have commanded him. You know, it's hard to stay focused upon what God wants us to do. We can be puppets on a string in the pulpit. We can be puppets that are only operated by our congregations, operated by the finances, operated by many different things. It's hard today to stay focused upon what God wants, because we sometimes focus upon what they want or what the church wants. Notice again in verse 17 what he said, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being all alone. We need some faith preachers in the pulpit. We need some faith people in the congregation. Not dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead congregations. But we need men of faith. Men that stood like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob of old. And all these great men of old. Like one great man said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And we need to make up our mind. We need to be determined. Like Daniel, he said, I have determined that I'm going to worship the Lord. They told him not to pray, but he kept on praying. The three Hebrew children said they were faced with a fiery furnace, but they said, we may burn, but we will not bow. You see, we need to stay focused upon what God is wanting, not to compromise with what the church wants or what the individual wants. And believe you me, it's hard to stand in your pulpit and defend the truth when many people that are there are saying, hey, this guy, his elevator's not going clear to the top. The lights are on, but there ain't nobody home. And I thank God I don't pastor a church like that. The two churches I pastor have been very honest with me, and they're very acceptive to the Word of God, because they know I preach the truth. As a matter of fact, I've had more people to say to me from my congregation, now this is not brag, this is just simple fact, that you're a person that tells it like it is, and you tell it according to the Bible. Hey, that's a great honor to know that, because we can say and do many things, but we have to stay focused upon what God wants us to do, because he didn't call us to be men pleaser, but he called us to be great men of faith.
We go to Calvary. Why was his lifeblood shed for me? Why did he suffer as no man ever done? There's just one reason. Seems no one cares for me as he does. I talk with Jesus. He
just like I said just a moment ago, that maybe you're there and you think nobody loves you. Remember that God loves you. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would never perish, but have everlasting life. You see, it's just not getting ready to go to heaven, but it's having a heavenly life here on this earth. God can bless you right here. God can help you through your problems. He can help you through your troubles, help you through your situation, but you've got to be willing. And that's what this preacher's all about. That's what this broadcast is all about, is reaching out across the airways in many, many different ways. We're not only on this station, but we're on many, many different stations telling the same story to people that need to hear. I had a truck driver passing by one time, wrote me a letter back, and his family was in chaos, his separation and all that, and I preached on He Could Put You Back Together Again. He wrote me a letter, and he said, "Preacher," he said, "I certainly did appreciate that message," and he said, "God has put our family back together." So that's what we're all about. And if you'd like to be part of this ministry, all you got to do is take my address at the end of the broadcast, and I'll write me a letter and a financial gift to help me continue this ministry. I know the economy has hit a lot of people, but you know, God is in control of the economy, and God always makes a way. But God makes a way through you and I, because we're His feet, we're His hands, we're His mouth, we're His ears, we're His eyes, we are all. But if we don't allow those vessels to be ministers to the people, then they don't get ministered to. Now, Father, bless the broadcast. Bless the sick, the shut-in, the unsaved. Touch them. Bless this broadcast. Make it a great blessing into the homes of the people. And we'll give You praise for it, because we ask it in Christ's name. Well, neighbor, be good. I'm sorry, I wanted to make this announcement. Send me, if you'd like for me to send a song out in memory of your loved one this week. Write me, give me the name. I'll be more than glad to do that, okay? Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to believe in with Reverend Tommy.